And now that one. Torreway, Northwest London, Tuesday, the 12th of December, Chof Dalet Kislev, Harav Chaim Gross. Can't read the sign. What's it? Af Heim Hoyu Ba'is Hanes.
Morning, all. Shalom Aleichem. Lovely to see you all again. It's worth breaking the culprit. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chaf Gimel, Amr Bishiv and Levi, and Isha can be Madlik the nearest Hanukkah. Mishiv Sha'af Hen, Hayu Ba'isa Hanes. That's brought in Shulchan Aruch that in a situation at least when there's one menorah in the house, it's fine for the Isha to light the menorah and the husband can even make her a Shaliach to do so. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah is busy. The people of the Bnei Beisoi should at least hear the Isha's bracha. But Lemaisa, the Gemara in Shabbos says that Isha is mechuyeves in Neiris Chanukah, Hadlak is Neiris Chanukah, because Afkano Yuvoisa Neis. Worth pointing out, in Pshat, Tosfos in Pesachim says, why do we need the special reason to mechayev women in Neiris Chanukah? So Tosfos says, which is an important nekuda to note, that even though it's a mitzvah derabbanan, nevertheless the normal klal of the ptur of mitzvahs asei shazman grama applies in a derabbanan in the same way that applies in the mitzvah deraisa. Therefore, the Gemara needed to come on to this special reason to mechayev noshim in hadlakas neiris Chanukah. The Gemara in Megillah daf dalad, the same Meshuv ben Levi says that noshim achayavos b'mikra Megillah Meshuv she'af hen hoyu ba'oisa hanes. And lastly, the Gemara in Pesachim, again, the Meshuv ben Levi says, the Noshim HaChayavos Ba'arba Koisos Halalu, Meshuv She'af Hen Hayu Ba'isa Hanes. So these three occasions, meaning Neiris Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, and Arba Koisos, the same Meshuv ben Levi says, in all three of these mitzvahs the Rabbanan, even though they're mitzvahs Aseh She'azman Brahma, nevertheless, Noshim HaChayavos, Meshuv She'af Hen Hayu Ba'isa Hanes. Now, in terms of the, so to speak, the time of the Krad Rabbanan, as to what this means, Afanu Ba'isanes, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashbam says in Pesachim that in all three of these cases, the Noshim were part of what was, the Noshim were Goyrem, the Nes. In Neiris Chanukah, the Maisa with Yehudis, in Mikra Megillah with Esther, and in Arba Kaisos, the Rashbam is Mitzayin, the Gemara in Soita Dav Yud Aleph, which says that in the schus of the Noshim of that door, Talis Rabban Nigal, the Gemara in Soita speaks about the fact that they used to cook, make hot water and cook fish and take it to their husbands and make the husbands who are downtrodden feel better, and that allowed the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael, when the husband seemingly had given up, it was the impetus of the Noshim which allowed Klal Yisrael to keep going. So that the Nes of Yitzis Mitzrayim was Nigram, was caused, was brought about through the Noshim. So in all three of these cases, Dr. Rashbam, the Afanu Ba'isanes means that the women were Goyrem, the fact that it was their impetus which allowed the Nes to happen. That's the sheet of the Rashbam. Now, Tosfos asks in many places on the Rashbam, the Loshon of Af, Hain, Hayu Ba'isanes is not much from what the Rashbam said. The Rashbam sounds like the women were actually the Ikka of the Goyrem, the Ikka Gram of the Nes. Af, Hen Hayu Ba'isa Hanes, seems to apply to a Tafel. It was the men, and Af, also the women this applied to. Now, according to the Rashbam, the Lashon of Chazal and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is very difficult. Af implies a Tafelis, whereas according to the Rashbam, other Rabba, they were the Ikka. That's one Kasha which Tosfos has in the Rashbam. The other Kasha is that Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi Megillah, where the Lashon is slightly different. It says, Af Hen Hayu, referring to the Noshim, Af Hen Hayu Ba'isa HaSafik, which Tosfos understands to mean that the women were the Sakana. Not that the women were Goyrim the Nes, but the women were in Sakana such that they needed the Nes. Just like the Gezerah of Haman was on the men, so too the Gezerah of Haman was on the women. So too when it comes to, says Tosfos, so too when it comes to Neiris Chanukah, the Loshon of Tosfos is, the Gezerah was Ma'oid Aleihen, seemingly referring to the Gemara in Ksuvos, the Gezerah The Arusos would be Nival, the Hegemon, Tchila. The Gzera is very strongly on the women in Chanukah, strongly on the women, just equally on the women in the case of Megillah. And in the case of Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, our third case, safety of women, says Tosfos, will be Chlal the Shiva to Pare. The Tosfos of the Shita is that the Apenu Bois HaNeis, like the Lashon seems to imply, is not telling us that the women were the Ikka Gorim of the Neis, like the Rashbam said. On the contrary, the women were just as much in danger as the men were. They were needing the nace just as much as the men were. And that's the reason why Chazal included them in these mitzvahs derabbanan. That's the machlekes, Rashbam, and Tosfos. Now, straight away, Tosfos asks on themselves, what about Yeshiva Sukkah? There's a Mishnah Mufareset, Mufareshes, in Maseches Sukkah, the Nashua Peturos from Yeshiva Sukkah. Says Tosfos, why? L'chore they should be included, because they were also bechlal the nace of the hekef anane akavoid. The Tosfos says, why are women mukhuyavis in yeshiva sukkah? It's the Mishnah which says they're potter. So if you think about it, this question is only a question in Tosfos' shita. In the Rashbam shita, the afanemoisa nace means they were goyer in the nace. We never heard that the women were goyer in the nace of the anane akavoid any more than the men. Whereas in Tosfos Hashita, afhen means they were in need of the nace, when in the same way that Alana Kavoy protected the men, it was also needed to protect the women. So this question which Tosfos straight away asked on themselves is only a question in the Shitasa. The Shitasa that afhen obeys the nace means in need of the nace. Now there's a good question why women are not mechuyavos in Yeshiva Sukkah. In fact, the Rashash says that the reason why the Rashbam learned the way he learned and didn't learn the way Tosfos learned is because the Rashbam wasn't going to be able to deal with this kasha from Yeshiva Sukkah. That's why the Rashbam departed from the Pashup Pshat in the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Afhenu Bois HaNeis, said the new Pshat. Why did he say the new Pshat? Because he was wary that if he said Tosfos Pshat, which might fit better with the Pashtus of the Lashon, he's going to have to suffer this kasha from Yeshiva Sukkah. That's one Nakuda. Again, in Pshat, I saw yesterday the Sfas Emma says, another reason why the Rashbam didn't learn like Tosfos, even though Tosfos' biur is seemingly more in line with the simple pshat of the Lashon, says the Sfas Emes, the very same Gemara which the Rashbam brought about Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, the women were goyrem the nace of Yitzhiz Mitzrayim when they bought their husbands food and gave them water in the fields, that same Gemara surely implies, says the Sfas Emes, he's back and forth, perhaps implies that women weren't actually bechlal the gezerah. They weren't bechlal the shiva the pare. Because if they're bechlal the shiva the pare, how can they have got the time to cook the fish and take the water and beautify themselves and make all these types of plans to keep Klal Yisrael going? I mean, the very same Gemara which the Rashbam bought to show that women were going in the nace actually implies that women weren't in need of the nace of Mitzrayim because they weren't bechlal the shiva. Okay, so on two different points with regards to the yeshiva sukkah and with regards to the shiva the Mitzrayim, there's a two reasons why, say the Achreinim, the Rashbam departed from the Pashup Shat of the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and said there's a new reason what it means, Afhen Oyu Ba'isa HaNeis. Okay, that's in the terms of the mathematics of this Machlokes Rishonim. With regards to Tosfos' actual kasha, remember, Tosfos' shita that Afhen Oyu Ba'isa HaNeis means they were the Sakanas HaNeis, they needed the Neis as much as the men, had the kasha, why on women, Mechuyavos in Yeshiva Sukkah. So just to say over the question and answer of Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out, Tosfos' kasha, this is a little bit important side information, the Gemara in Sukkah actually says there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that women are patiris from Yeshiva Sukkah. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai that women are potter from Yeshiva Sukkah. So when Tosfos means to ask, why are women mechuyavos in Yeshiva Sukkah because of afhen hayu ba'isa haneis, Tosfos means to ask like this, of course midaraisa, they're pater, because it's a halakha l'moshe misinai. And afhen hayu ba'isa haneis, we're never going to fight against that tor deraisa. However, at the very least, we should be mechayev women midarabanan in Yeshiva Sukkah, because of afhen hayu ba'isa haneis. That's what Tosfos was fighting for, or questioning. I understand they're pater midaraisa because of a halakha l'moshe misinai. However, at least midarabanan, they should be chayavos because of this reason of afhen. That's Tosfos's kasha. I'll just tell you over what Tosfos answers. Tosfos answers to the reason why, even midarabanan, women are not chayavos in Yeshiva Sukkah, because when it comes to all the other mitzvahs, Mikra, Megillah, Meiris, Chanukah, Arba Kosos, those mitzvahs are Darabanan to begin with. So when there's a mitzvah Darabanan, which men are of course Mechuyavin, then we'll also add women to that Chiyav Darabanan, meaning that when that Chiyav Darabanan is made, it's being made obviously for men, women will also be included at the same time. Whereas when it comes to an Asay Daraisa, like Sukkah, there the men are chayav in the mitzvah Daraisa. So to make a Darabanan for the women, because of Afeno Boisanes, means making a whole new mitzvah Darabanan purely for the sake of Noshim, for this reason of Afeno Boisanes. That, says Tosfos, Chazal weren't prepared to do. That's what Tosfos asks and answers. If you're holding with the maths, you'll work out that the Rashbam obviously didn't like Tosfos' answer. The Rosh Hashem, the whole reason why the Rashbam didn't learn like Tosfos is because he didn't want to suffer this kasha from Yeshiva Sukkah. So obviously if he had this kasha from Yeshiva Sukkah, he didn't have the answer, otherwise he would still have said like Tosfos to begin with. So Misikum, this is really the background, the general knowledge, so to speak, in the sigur of Avanu Boisanes, there's a Machlekes, Rashbam, and Tosfos, what that means. According to the Rashbam, it means they were goyer in the nes. Tosfos had a problem with the lashon af, sounds like they're tafel. Therefore, Tosfos said a different pshat, that they were basakanas hanes in all three of those areas. Tosfos had a kasha. If so, why are they not mechuyev at least midarabanan in mitzvah yeshiva sukkah? The Rashash said that's the very reason why the Rashbam didn't learn like Tosfos in the first place, because that question is not a question according to his shita, because we never found that women were goyreb the nes of anane akavoid. As Fas Emes added a different reason, that women weren't bechlal the shivan mitzrayim. That's mashmal from the Gemara in Sota, which the Rashbam brings. That's why the Rashbam didn't learn that way. And Tosfos' question and answer from Yeshiva Sukkah is, whilst it's true that in a mitzvah derabanan Chazal would include women, they wouldn't make a special mitzvah derabanan purely for the sake of the nashim. That, so to speak, is the hakdama, that's the introduction to the machlokes rishonim of Afhen Ayuba Isanis. Okay, good. That one was what we would call the, let's call for now, so to speak, the time of the Krama Darabanan. I want to move now onto a different topic, which, at least as far as I understand so far, is not directly related to what we've spoken about in the last 12 minutes. And it goes as follows. The Rambam, right at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, we'll come back to Chanukah at the end. The Rambam, right at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, says the following thing. Kriyas HaMegillah, Bezmana, Mitzvahs Asay Medivrei Sofrim. Kriyas Megillah is a Mitzvahs Asay Medivrei Sofrim, Vadavari Meduim, Shi Tekanos HaNeviim. It's a Tekanah from the Neviim. Here, listen to this Lashon. V'hakol Chayavim B'Kriyasa. Everyone is Mechuyiv in Kriyas HaMegillah, Anashim, V'Nashim. That's good, we've learned that reading today. Anashim, V'Nashim, V'Geirim, V'Avadim Meshuchrarim. Avadim Meshuchrarim, meaning not an Eved Kanani. An Eved who's Meshuchrar, says the Rambam, is Mechuyev in Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Nosei Kenev on the Rambam picked this up. Why is it only an Eved who's Meshuchrar, who's no longer an Eved, is Chayev in Kriyas HaMegillah? What about a good old Eved Kanani? The very same Rambam told us at the beginning, the Noshim are Chayavis in Kriyas HaMegillah. So we know from Kiddushin, the general Kal is, when you've got a Chayev in a mitzvah, whatever's true of an Isha is true of an Eved as well. That's a Gezeira Shabbat of Lama. Whatever's true for an Eved, for an Isha, will also be true for an Eved. In the general Mechayev, mark those words carefully, in the general Mechayev of a mitzvah, if a woman's Mechayev, so to an Eved will be. If a woman's Pata, an Eved will be as well. So if an Isha's Mechayev in Mikra Megillah, why on earth is an Eved Kanani not Mechayev in Mikra Megillah? That's the question which the Nosei Kenev and the Rambam are dealing with. So the Lechem Mishnah says, to be masbir the Rambam, that an Eved Kanani was not Bichlal the Afhen Hayuba Oisa Hanis. Okay, the Eved Kanani was not Bichlal, I'm saying that deliberately vaguely, the Afhen Hayuba Oisa Hanis. And therefore that's why the Rambam was not Machayev an Eved Kanani in Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay, so to understand a little bit what this means in the Rambam, let's turn our attention to the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav says the following fascinating chakira in this klal that we've seen now over and over again in Rabbi Shir ben Levi of Afen Avois Anes, which we had two different hesperim in, which we're shelving for now. What's the pshat in this Afen Avois Anes? Says the Briska Rav, The first possibility is as follows. Afen Avos Anais means, normally speaking, when there's a Mechayev in a mitzvah, we look whether that mitzvah is Zman Grama or not Zman Grama. If it's Zman Grama, then women will be Potter. And if it's not Zman Grama, then women will be Chayev. And if it's Zman Grama and women are Potter, then an Eved, of course, will follow suit. And if it's not Zman Grama and women are Chayavos, then Avadim will follow suit and they'll be Chayavim as well. Says the Risk of Wolf, what does the Afhen do? It tells you that it's really a one-stage process. There's a Mechayev for this mitzvah. You'd have thought, let's say, in Neris Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, Arbakosos, there's a Mechayev to do the mitzvah because you're a Yid, and this is the mitzvah they asked you to do. Just normally speaking, because these are Zman Grama, there'll be a Ptur. Comes along Afhen and says, no, it's Ma'akev, it's Moneh, it stops that Ptur from kicking in. Which means, why is it that women are Chayavos in this mitzvah? Afhen says, the normal Ptur which they have, they don't have. So we have to ask ourselves the question, why are they Chayav? But in the same way that man's Chayav because he's a Yid, a woman's also Chayavos because she's a Yid and she doesn't have normal Ptur. Very simple. If that's true, says the Brisker Rav, the Rambam is actually very difficult. Because what's the reason why Nashim HaChayavos in Mikra Megillah? Well, because it's a mitzvah, and they don't have the normal Ptur of Zman Grama, thanks to this Afhen. So if that's true, then an Eved should really be exactly the same. What's true of an Isha with regards to the general Mechayev mitzvahs, the Eved also follows suit. Here you have a standard Mechayev, there was no Ptur said, thanks to the Moneah, the Ma'akev, that thing preventing called Afhen. And therefore, if a woman's chayavess, then an eved should also be chayav. That's the ha'ara of the Brisker Rav, the ha'ara of the Brisker Rav on the Rambam, if you say like this first sad of his chakira. So now tell you the second sad of the Brisker Rav's chakira, and with that, he's miyashev the Rambam. Since the Brisker Rav, you can understand the lamdus of Afhen differently. It's not a pshat that they were supposed to get, it's a normal mitzvah. There was Mikra Megillah, for example. They were supposed to get a Ptur, and that Ptur was just held back. So they remained with the same Mechayev as everyone else, the men. No, says the Brisker Rav. Actually, it's this two-stage process. Watch the drama. In the normal Mechayev of Mikra Megillah, for example, the Ptur of Mitzvah Aseh Shel Zman Grama is said. So too in Neiris Chanukah, so too in Arba Kosos. If you ask yourself the question, do women have the same Mechayev in these mitzvahs that are Avada as men? The answer is absolutely not. Their mitzvahs are Shel Zman Grama. Of course they don't have the same Mechayev as a man. However, after the Ptur of Zman Grama was said, came along a new Sibba Mechayev, a new reason to obligate them called Afhen Hayuba Usahanes. It's not preventing the standard Ptur such they remain with the same Mechayev as a man. Rather, it's creating a whole new Sibba Lechayev after the Ptur was said. It's like a two-stage drama. There was the Ptur, and after that Ptur, now they've got a new Mechayev called Afhen, a whole new Sibba Lechayev. Says the Brisker Rav, that's true, then the Rambam is Mubar. The Rambam's understandable. Why? Because when it comes to the standard Mechayev of a mitzvah, there we say that a woman and an Eved always go hand in hand, an Eved Kanani always go hand in hand. So if we learn on the first side of the Chakira, the women have got a standard Mechayev and a mitzvah. The standard Mechayev and a mitzvah, we always look at the Isha, and an Eved follows suit. Whereas if we go with the second side of the Chakira, then in the normal Mechayev of Mikra Megillah, Arba Kosos, Neris Chanukah, a woman doesn't have that Mechayev. And in the standard Mechayev, an Eved always follows suit. That standard Mechayev a woman doesn't have, and Eved won't have it either. Either there's a new Sibba Lechayev called Afhen Avos Usahanes. Very nice, that new Sibba Lechayev, that's a whole new Bria Chadasha, and that Sibba applies only to women, and not to Avadim, because like the Lecha Mishnah says, they weren't Bichlal or Usahanes. And therefore, that's why B'tachlis HaDikduk, the Rambam said, that it's only Avadim Meshuchrarim who are Chayav in Mikra Megillah, and not an Eved Kanani. With his Chakira, the Brisker Rav was Miyashev, the Dikduk Lashon of the Rambam. That's stump, a very nice piece to know. That's the Brisker Rav, and as far as I understand, that's taken on by everyone. The difficulty starts as follows. Tosfos in a few places brings the Shita of the Bahag. The Bahag says the following thing, which is actually brought by the Ramah in Hilchos Megillah. The Bahag says, even though women are Chayavos in Shmias HaMegillah, they can't be Moitzios men, because they're not Mechayavos in Kriyas HaMegillah. The Rama brings that, and that's, like Mr. Bowden said, a reason already that women wouldn't be mighty men in the Kriya Samagina. They're Mokhiyavis in the Shmir Samagina, but not in the Kriya Samagina. That's the Sheet of the Bahag, which fought La Halacha. So the Oilam says over that this Briskarov, with his Chakira, can be used to be Miyashev, the Sheetah of the Bahag. Okay, remember the Briskarov had a Chakira, two Tzadim. Either the normal Ptura of Zman Gram is not said, so women remain with the standard Mechayev and Megillah, Arachosis, and there is Chanukah like a man has. Or the second Tzad of the Chakira, which the Briskarov said, remember, was Pshat in the Rambam, that actually the normal Ptura of Zman Gram is said in these mitzvahs. But there's a whole new similar Chayev called Afhein, and that similar Chayev applies from Miuchat to Noshin. So the Oilam wants to say that this Bahag, the women should be Mukhiyavis in Shmir's Hamagila, but not in Kriya's Hamagila, is understandable if you learn like the second son of the Briskarov, which again he used to be Miyashev, the Rambam. How so? Because if you learn like the first son of the Chakira, that we've got the standard, the women have got the standard Noshim, we've got the standard Mechayev in these mitzvahs like men do, when in the standard Mechayev of Mikra Megillah, we've got a Mechayev of Kriya Samagila and Shmir Samagila. So my Shna, why would Noshim with their Chiyuv be any different from men? However, say the Oilam, but that's the Bahag, if you learn like the second son of the Briskarov, that the normal Ptur of Zman Grama is said, just there's a new, with that we understood why Eved Kanani is part of Mikra Megillah, it's just there's now a new Mechayev called Afhein. Maybe that new Mechayev of Afhein is not Mechayev in anything other than Shmir, but it's not Mechayev in Kriya. That's a Pesach which they took from the second son of the Briskarov to try to understand this Bahag. If it's a new Mechayev, who's to say that Mechayev went all the way to include Kriya? Maybe it only went as far as to include Shmir.
Why be Mechalev?
Oh, Kriya and Shmir. Good. Yeah. So, good.
Where did you get
that? Good, 100%. So we'll come to that in about 2 minutes. Yeah. So now, they at least created, let's say in the mathematics, a Pesach to try to understand where the Bahag was coming from. But, like you're asking, why would you be Mechalek? We'll come back to that in just a second. Well, before that, again, we're holding now in the Briskarov's Chakir, which used to be Miyashev the Rambam, and what the Oilam says over to try to use this Briskarov to understand the Bahag was Mechalek between Kriyas HaMegillah and Shmir's HaMegillah. The Noshim got Shmir's HaMegillah, but not Kriyas HaMegillah. They made the Pesach to understand this Bahag based on the second son of the Briskarov's Chakira. So now, just if I'm allowed to, if you make a simple reading of the Briskarov, you'll take my word for this, if you haven't seen it already. The simple reading of Briskarov, this is actually a very difficult thing to say, as follows. The Briskarov himself, that same Briskarov, that same shtickle, brings the Bahag, Kalachayad, which brings it in passing. He mentions the Sheet of the Bahag, and he never says that this Bahag, which I'm bringing now, you can understand very well with what I'm about to say in the Rambam. Yeah, he brings this Bahag, Kalachayad, and makes no mention of how you can link it to the second son of his Chakir, which he used to be Miyasha in the Rambam. Not just that, but that same shtickle Briskarov says the following thing. Rashi's Shita in Erechin about what is the Geder of women's Chiyuv in Mikra Megillah says the following thing. Rashi says, Chayavos b'Mikra Megillah, Ukshedros likroisa v'lohoitzi zechari midei choyvasan. It's not Rashi in Erechin. The women's Chiyuv in Mikra Megillah include the Kriya. That's Rashi Shita. And what does the Rambam hold? So we actually learned this Rambam already this morning. The Rambam says, Hakol Chayavim v'kriyasa anashim v'nashim, etc. The Rambam himself says the women are mechuyavos v'kriya. And the same shtickle Briskarov, where he said it's Chakira to understand the Rambam with Avadim, and he brings his Bahag and makes no mention of using his Chakira, points out the Dikduk Lashna Rambam, that the Rambam learns like Rashi, that the Chiyuv for Nashim and Kriyas Megillah is not just Shmir, like the Bahag said, it's even the Kriya. So it's very difficult to use the Chakira of the Briskarov and what he used to be Miyashev, the Rambam, to use that now for the Bahag, when the Briskarov himself points out that in the very same Rambam he disagrees with the Bahag. Okay, so that's just a Nakuda in passing. You asked, both of you asked, why in the Etzem attempt to be usher the Bahag. That if the Bahag learn, like the first Tzad, the Brisk Ros Chakira, that women remember the stand of Mechayev, like the men do, there's nothing to say. Why would you be Mechayev between Shmi and Kriya? But if you learn, like the second Tzad of the Chakira, that actually it's a new Mechayev called Afen Oyvois Anais, then maybe that only gave women Shmiya, but not Kriya. So, regardless of the horror, as I said, about using this in the Brisk Rav, because twice over it seems like the Brisk Rav doesn't want to say this, that itself needed a pshat. So why would you be mechala between Kriya and Shmiya? So, with this we'll end. I guess it's food for thought. The Marcheshe says pshat. He says, in the Mechayev of Mikra Megillah, which men have, there are two chalakim. There's a chalik of Zechiris Mechias Amalek. That chalek of Mechias Amalek, that's the chalek which is the Kriya chalek. And there's a Pirsume Nissa in Yamadu Yuma, which is Mechayev only in Shmiya. So that's why we'd be Mechalek. Because there are two chalakim to Mitzvahs Megillah. There's the Shmiya chalek, which is Pirsume Nissa. And there's the Kriya chalek, which is Mechias Amalek. And Noshim are only Shayach to the Pirsume Nissa Chelek, and that's why they only get Shmiya. Okay, so that's what the Marcheshe says to try to explain this Kivud in the Bahag. So okay, that itself needs a bit of a hesper, why these two are paired up, Pirsume Nissa with the Shmiya, whereas Mechias Amalek with the Kriya, and why one would only get the Shmiya Chelek and not the Kriya Chelek. But there's a more pressing problem, and this is where we come back to our directly to Hanukkah. The more pressing problem is if you look inside in the Rav Yah brings this Bahag, and he says, I've got a suffix. That which the Bahag said, that the women only get Shmiya and not Kriya Mikra Megillah, and what's with Neiris Hanukkah? In Neiris Hanukkah, would the Bahag hold that maybe women would only be Chayavis in Re'iyas Haner? Or would he hold that even Chayavis in Hadlakas Haner? So you see, the Bahag suffix we're learning now from Neiris Hanukkah doesn't sound like it's a Megillah Dikah suffix. The same suffix, says the Rav Yah, perhaps applies to Neiris Hanukkah as well.
We can't compare. The
ear is not making Pesumah. Pesumah is the Vahadloka. Good. That's Nofikash. And if the Pshatline, excellent. The Pshatline of Marcheshe said in Mikra Megillah was because they had the Pesumah Nesa Chelek, then when you come to Hanukkah Gufa, they don't see Tala Brisum in Issa Chelek with the Ri'ah, not and as opposed to Hadlaka. That's an excellent question. That's a very good Hara. Okay, so Besukkah, what we did today was we saw three times over when Mitzvah is the Rabbanim, the women have this Mechayev called Afanim Moisanes. We saw Machlekes, the Rashbam and Tosfos say to speak in the time of the Krah, as to why the Rashbam said that the reason why the Mechayev is Pshat as they were going in the Nes. The Tosfos, like the Pashtas Lashon, was Chelek and said that's not. The reason why the Mechayev is was because they were Bechlava Sakana. We saw that the Rashbam departed from the Pasha Pshat from the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and explained two reasons why he did that. Tosfos and Shitasam had a Kasha from Yeshiva Sukkah, why Noshim not Mechayev is Midaraban in Yeshiva Sukkah, and gave his Yeshiv. From there we moved on to the Sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam was Meduyuk, that Avadim Kananim are not Mechayevim in Mikra Megillah. The Brisk Rav was Miyashev, why that was, with his Chakira, saying the Rama holds like the second side of his Chakira, the Afhein is a new Sibba Lechayev. We pointed out that the Oilam said this could be used to understand the Bahag, who's Mechayev Noshim, only in Shmir Samagila, but not in Kriya Samagila. We said Ha'aras, first of all, the Brisk Rav himself doesn't use this Chakira to Miyashev the Bahag. And secondly, the Rambam himself is Meduyuk, not like the Bahag, and that's where the Brisk Rav is coming off of. And lastly, we started to at least debate what Tak is of Pshat they should be Mechuyev in Shmiya and not in Kriya. And the comparison to Neiris Hanukkah of the Rav Yah, that maybe they're only Mechuyavos, according to the Bahag, in Re'iyas Haner, but not in Hadlakas Haner, leaves us with homework to do over the course of Hanukkah. A friend of Hanukkah, and a wonderful day. I'm going to go to the house.
Thank you.